Agriculture will begin in 1 minute.
He's a senator. You can let him in.
Looks a little suspicious.
Where do you want, like, your, what, 6 feet away from the meeting?
Senator, you need a mask in the proceedings.
He's got one.
Okay.
Good looking mask.
I'm smiling at you.
I'm smiling down.
Will now come to order. Good afternoon. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, senators and Senate staff, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing. In compliance with those orders, the Senate will be holding an essential hearing and has made necessary adjustment to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process while conducting the hearing in a way that protects the health and safety of the public and our employees. As we comply with those orders, we are holding our committee hearings here in the Capitol with some of our committee members participating in debate remotely with the use of a video conference system. For members who will be attending remotely today, please mute your phones or computers. Our IT personnel will mute and unmute the video service when you wish to speak. This will greatly aid in eliminating any acoustic feedback. I ask that every time you have a comment or question, you use the raise your hand feature in the program. Once recognized to speak, please state your name and the bill number to which you are referring. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public to 2 hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and will be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on the committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it here in a moment. Today's participant number is 1-844-291-6364, and the access code is 2379437. When we move to public comment, a moderator will identify you individually, open your line, and at that time, you may address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you need to mute the device you are watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during the hearing as is customary, and any of the individuals who are disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearings in as close to the same manner as is customary, there may be some lag times for participants and a few technical issues as we proceed today. Please be respectful and patient so all interested parties can be heard. We have 2 bills on today's agenda. One bill is on the consent calendar. But before we hear presentation on the bills, let's establish a quorum. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Galjani?
Here.
Galjani here. Wilk?
Present.
Wilk present. Caballero? Caballero here.
And Dally?
Here.
Dally here. You have a quorum.
Thank you. We have established a quorum. I would also like to recognize Senator Glazer, who is participating remotely from his district office and who will be participating in comments, questions, and debate today, but will not be voting. Thank you, Senator Glazer. Due to constraints regarding the length of hearings, technology considerations, and new cleaning protocols, committees will institute time limits on testimony. Accordingly, each side will only be permitted a total of 3 minutes. All others wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, and position on the measures. Let's first dispense with the consent calendar. We have one bill recommended for consent, SB 864, by Senator Wilk.
Move.
We have a motion on the bill. Thank you. The bill has been moved. And I would like to remind members to make sure their microphones are on so your vote may be accurately counted. Will the secretary please call the roll?
On the consent calendar, Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. And Dally?
Aye.
Dally, aye. 4 votes.
Okay, we have the consent calendar has been now approved. So now we will hear from our first author, Senator Scott Wilk. Thank you very much.
What's the recommendation on the bill? Okay, you couldn't read anything, no?
I understand you're willing to accept the committee amendments found on page 6.
Yeah, absolutely. So good afternoon, Chair and members. I don't know how to modulate through this mask yet, and I also don't know how to keep my glasses from fogging. I'm still learning all this, so just bear with me. So SB 1115 is a reintroduction to my SB 202 from last year, which this committee supported. Like last year's bill, SB 1115 allows for the commercial licensure of community blood banks, meaning people would be allowed to volunteer their canines to give blood. Currently, canine blood donation occurs through closed colony commercial blood banks where canines must be kept permanently on the premises, continuously donating blood for a period of their lives. There has been much controversy surrounding the treatment of these captive canines, and a community blood donation program would allow for donor canines to go home with their owners. Veterinarians are also facing a severe shortage of canine blood, meaning existing blood banks simply aren't providing enough for their practices. And, of course, this is endangering the lives of animals who need blood transfusions in emergency situations, which results in many preventable deaths. This idea came to me from somebody, Robin Black, who's very prominent in this community, and her beloved Winston died because at her veterinarian here in Sacramento did not have enough blood, had to call all over the region, found enough blood in at UC Davis, but Winston passed on the drive from Sacramento to Davis. So community blood banks for canines would operate under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian and would work just the way people donate blood. Go in, donate blood, and then go back home. Surprisingly, this isn't legal for animals in California, even though all 49 other states allow for it. As mentioned earlier, this is a reintroduction of SB 202, which was vetoed by the governor because it did not contain a phase-out for closure of the closed colony-based banks. This bill contains such a phase-out, using blood supply production as a metric for community blood banks to meet before the phase-out triggers for closed colony blood banks. I would also like to accept, as mentioned earlier, all of the committee amendments as proposed on page 6 of the analysis. The First Amendment is to use 2018-2019 amount of blood produced by closed county blood banks as the metric for community blood banks to meet before the phase out is triggered for the closing or for the closed colony blood banks. Once this metric is met, the Second Amendment sets a 3-year phase out for the closed colony blood banks to either transition or cease operation. Just to be clear, this change will not happen overnight. It will take some time for community blood banks to produce the same amount of blood as is currently produced by the closed colonies. With the amendments accepted today, this bill ensures that the phase out of all closed colony blood banks produce an equal amount of blood before the phase out is triggered. We are confident that this will lead to an overall increase in blood supply as more veterinarians open community sourced blood banks. With me today to provide testimony in person is Nicholas Sackett with Social Compassion and Legislation, and Dr. Sean Owens, Medical Director of UC Davis Veterinarian Blood Bank, who will testify remotely. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Nicholas Sackett, Director of Legislative Affairs for Social Compassion and Legislation, proud sponsor of SB 1115. We thank Senator Wilk for once again pushing forward on this important issue and authoring the bill, and we'd also like to thank Madam Chair and her staff for working diligently with us under difficult circumstances in preparation for today. I'll be brief by simply stating that the vast majority of the provisions of this bill are identical to SB 202, which did not receive even one no vote on its way to the governor's desk last year. Regarding the new provisions, which will fulfill the governor's request to phase out the closed colony model of blood banking, we have worked with the governor's staff, CVMA, VMB, the committee staff, and other stakeholders to craft a bill that ensures animal safety and welfare while supplying the blood necessary for California's vet community to serve our state. To be clear, the phase out of closed colony blood banking will not be triggered until CDFA deems a sufficient supply of blood and blood products are being produced by community blood banks. These community blood banks will add sorely needed blood supply in such a way that works for California vets and for donor and recipient animals. With that, I thank you for your consideration and respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you very much. Next is Sean Owens from UC Davis. Moderator, will you please open the line for Sean Owens?
Mr. Owens, your line is open.
Thank you very much. Senators, good afternoon. And Madam Chair, I comment you on your mask. As a fellow cat lover, I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So for the past 14 years, I have served as the medical director of the UC Davis Veterinary Blood Bank. When we started our program, our goal was to create a model community-based canine blood donor program and to develop best practices for community-based blood banks in California. Since starting our program, we have collected blood from over 800 dogs owned by members of the community and have administered over 7,500 life-saving canine blood products. With an average north of 600 canine blood collection appointments a year, I'm proud to say that we have never had a blood-borne infectious disease transmission or an adverse event that would have placed a donor or a blood recipient's life in danger. The success of our program is proof that community-based blood donor programs can provide a safe, reliable, and consistent blood supply in California. These are indeed challenging times, and the demand for canine blood grows daily. And in times of crisis, such as what we're experiencing with COVID-19, that demand becomes magnified. Yet because of the current law, our UC Davis Veterinary Blood Bank cannot legally provide our excess blood to California veterinarians. And as a result, we are forced to throw away many potentially life-saving units of blood. This is a tragedy. The hard truth is that animal lives will be lost due to a lack of blood products for transfusions unless we do something to change the equation. Unfortunately, veterinarians in California can only legally purchase blood from one of two closed colony blood banks, and those blood banks are under no obligation to first provide blood for California veterinarians and can freely sell their blood across the country. Put simply, this inequity puts canine lives at risk in California. Your support of SB 1115 will be crucial if we're going to correct this injustice. In closing, and on behalf of all of our four-footed family members, I would like to offer my deepest gratitude to Senator Wilk for championing this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'd like to interrupt for a moment and just provide a secondary participant number for today's hearing. That number is 844-291-6364, and the participant access code is 7975621. And let me repeat that participant access code. It is different than the earlier number that I gave to you. It is 7975621. Thank you very much. And next is Daniel Padden with PETA. Moderator, will you please open the line for Daniel Padden?
Mr. Padden, your line is open.
I
Daniel Patton, are you on the line?
He is no longer on the line.
He's no longer on the line. Why don't we give him a moment to see if he comes back on the line? Can the moderator please check to see if he has entered the line again?
He has not entered the line again.
Okay. We will try to come back to him after we hear from some of the other witnesses in support. At this point, let's begin with members of the public who wish to testify in support here in room 4203. Do we have any witnesses in support in the room here? Seeing none, are there any members of the public in room 2040 who wish to testify in support of SB 1115? Okay. Thank you, and we will now move on to members of the public waiting to testify via the teleconference service. Moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support of SB 1115, we will begin.
Ladies and gentlemen on the phone lines, to show support of the bill, please press 1, then 0. An operator will further assist you. If you are using a speakerphone, we ask that you please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, if you'd like to show support, please press 1, 0 at this time.
Thank you.
First, we'll open the line of line 13.
Thank you, moderator. Can you please give me the total number of people waiting to testify to support?
Yes, ma'am. We currently have 3.
Thank you. As a reminder, please provide your name, organization, and position on the bill and a brief explanation as to why you have that position. And thank you, moderator. If you would please open the lines and call the members of the public in support of SB 1115 individually, we will continue.
Yes, ma'am. Line 13, your line is open. Please proceed.
Hi, this is Judy Mancuso. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Yes, it's confusing because you don't know you're supposed to press 1-0 in order to get in the queue. And if you press it again, you take yourself out of the queue. So this is very awkward. But hello, everybody. Nice to see you all there. I love your scarf. I want to thank, this is Judy Mancuso, Social Compassion Legislation and support of the bill. I want to thank Senator Wilk for staying with this effort after getting the veto last year and stepping up to answer that veto and building this great bill. And I'd like to thank Chair Galgiani and her staff for helping. And that's all I have to say. And it's just great to see everyone there. Because I'm watching and on the telephone as well. So thank you.
Thank you very much. And for our second member of the public, if the moderator will please open the line.
We'll open the line of line number 18. Line 18, your line is now open. Please proceed.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Dan Payton, and I'm a vice president at PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. I'm speaking on behalf of our more than 600,000 members across California in support of this bill. We thank Senator Wilk for introducing this life-saving legislation. We are proud to support it. And of course, we thank the committee for considering it today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And for our third member of the public, will the moderator please open the line?
We'll open the line number of line number 15. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Matt Robinson on behalf of the Humane Society of the United States. We were pleased to support the Senator's bill last year and again in support of Senate Bill 1115 this year, and we respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. And to the moderator, can you please check the line once again to be sure that we have heard from all of the members of the public in support of SB 1115?
Once again, to show support of the bill, please press 1, then 0 at this time. To remove yourself from queue, you may also press 1, then 0 to remove yourself. So once again, to show support, please press 1, then 0 at this time. And we have no one else showing support at this time.
Okay, thank you very much. Having heard from all the supporters, we will now follow the same process and hear from any members of the public who oppose the bill. Let's begin with any witnesses in opposition here in room 4203. Are there any witnesses in room 4203? No, there are none. Are there any witnesses in room 2040 who wish to testify in opposition? Seeing none, we will now move to public comment via the teleconference service. Moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in opposition of SB 1115, we will begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, to oppose the bill, please press 1, then 0 at this time. If you're in queue and you choose to remove yourself from the queue, please press 1, then 0 at this time. We also ask if you're using a speakerphone to please pick up the handset before pressing these numbers. Once again, if you're showing opposition, please press 1, 0 at this time.
Thank you, moderator. Can you please give me the total number of people waiting to testify in opposition?
Yes, ma'am. We currently have 2.
Thank you. And as a reminder, please provide your name, organization, position on the bill, and a brief explanation as to why you have that position. And thank you, moderator. If you would please open the line and call the first member of the public in opposition, we will continue.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Line number 17, your line is now open. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. Jeffrey Leacock of Greenberg Traurig on behalf of the Animal Blood Bank, one of the 2 licensed blood banks in California. Animal Blood Bank is not opposed to the bill. We have concerns about it. We were strongly supportive of last year's SB 202, and we appreciated working with the author and others on this issue. While the Animal Blood Bank would never agree that its donors are any less happy or healthy, we would agree to go neutral on a bill that ultimately could lead to the phase out of colony-based blood production, provided that the veterinarian community in California and the pet owners of California are assured a quality and safe and abundant supply of blood. So we have concerns about the trigger language that's currently in the bill, and we look forward to working with the stakeholders to iron that out. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And thank you, moderator. If you would please open the line for the second member of the public testifying in opposition to the bill.
Next, we'll open line number 16. Your line is open. Please proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. This is Christina DeCaro representing the California Veterinary Medical Association. The CVMA has an oppose unless amended position on the bill. CVMA supported Senator Wilk's SB 202 from last year, and we were disappointed by the governor's veto. This bill takes a different approach by intending to close the 2 closed colony animal blood banks in California while creating the new donor model. ABRI and Hemopet are the sole source of whole blood and blood products for veterinarians who use them for life-saving transfusions in dogs. If the state intends to close them, then we must ensure that the new community donor model intended in the bill is functioning at a very high level. The blood and blood products produced by these donor models must be safe, and the blood must be unfailingly available to California veterinarians. As our letter notes, the CVMA would like to work with Senator Wilk and his sponsors to tighten up the bill's so-called trigger, which amends, which determines when the 2 commercial blood banks would go offline. And amendment number 1 is helpful. And thank you, Senator and Madam Chair. And CVMA is recommending the addition of an advisory committee of experts at the CDFA. These veterinarians would assist in crafting regulations pertaining to blood safety, adverse events, and region-specific diseases. They would also review the data relating to the trigger threshold. We look forward to continuing to work with the senator and this committee. And thank you so much for your consideration of our concerns.
Thank you very much. Moderator, can you please check the line once again to be sure we have heard from all of the members of the public who are in opposition to the bill?
Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines, to show opposition for today's bill, please press 1, then 0 at this time. And we have no one queuing up for opposition.
Thank you, moderator. And now I will bring it back to our members to see if we have any members who have any questions or comments, and certainly want to remember that we have Senator Glazer who is participating remotely, and I see that he is waving to us. Senator Glazer, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Galgiani. Thank you for allowing me to participate in the hearing today. I want to thank the Senator Wilk for his great leadership and compassion and care for our four-legged friends during his service in the Senate and previously in the Assembly. I know that you've mentioned this before. I can't recall the names of your pets. Senator Wilk, what were their names again?
Simi, V, and Avi.
Simi and Avi. You know, as in recent years in the legislature, we've shown a lot of sensitivity to privacy rights folks, advanced proposals to opt in instead of opt out for permission to utilize folks. Have you, if you were to, has Simi or Avi, have they ever donated blood before, Senator Wilk?
No.
And if you were to ask them to opt in on this, could you kind of talk us through it?
It works much like people do. The owners would not get paid for the blood that was donated, and you take the dog to the community blood bank. They would donate and then be able to go home and take a walk with me later.
How would you get their permission to opt into that, Senator?
Well, obviously, you wouldn't.
Well, I think this is one of the best bills I've seen this year that we've heard in our committee. And I was happy to support your bill last year. And I know you're going to work with some of the issues that were raised earlier in the hearing. But in honor of Simi and Avi, I would, if I were there today, I would vote yes on your bill. And thank you for your leadership in this area.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Senator Caballero, please.
Well, I want to thank you for bringing this back, despite the veto. And I'm, I share the concerns that have been raised both by the Animal Blood Bank and also by the Veterinary Medical Association. That I mean, it's clear we want blood that's safe and available. And I think that the fact that you've accepted the amendments that would create an opportunity for during that 3-year period of a phase out for us to be sure that there's blood that's safe and available, I'm prepared to support your bill today. I believe I was a co-author on your other bill.
Love
I'd to like
have
to
you
be
back.
Listed. I'd like to be listed, and I really appreciate the work that you're doing on this
Thank
subject
you.
Area. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So to answer your question, you never should fall in love with your bill, but I fell in love with this bill last year. And I was heartbroken when it got vetoed, and it came out of left field because we worked with the administration the entire time. I really felt like our bill last year was the perfect answer to this. This bill is to attempt to replicate SB 202, but with the provisions that the governor wants. So I heard loud and clear what the opponent said. I agree with them, and we're going to continue to work with them to figure out what that sweet spot is to ensure that we have the plasma supply and that the trigger is something that benefits all.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions from members? Okay. Seeing none, I would just like to reiterate the amendments that I believe you're taking.
Yes.
Once CADFA determines that community-sourced animal blood donors have met the threshold noted above, you will provide for a 3-year phase-out time frame once the determination is made. Is that correct? Okay. And then secondly, our recommendation was, given the current pandemic, data from the 2019 to 2020 year may not accurately reflect the demand for canine blood and blood product. So we were recommending that the barometer be changed from 2019 through 2020 to 2018 through 2019.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Would you like to close?
Yes, I just want to thank you and your staff for all the great work on this bill. It's certainly important to me, and I know these issues are important to you. And I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you very much. And with that, do we have a motion on the bill? The bill is moved. The Secretary, will you please call the roll?
The motion is do pass as amended and re-refer to the Committee on Appropriations.
And once again, members, please make sure your microphones are on so that your vote may be accurately recorded.
Thank you.
The motion is do pass as amended and re-referred to Appropriations.
Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Dolly?
Aye.
Dolly, aye.
Thank you very much. That bill is out. Congratulations, thank Senator you. Wilk.
Thank you, members.
This is the end of the agenda. Thank you to all the individuals who participated in public testimony today. If you are not able to testify, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Agriculture Committee or visit our website. Your comments and suggestions are important to us, and we want to include your testimony in the official hearing records. Thank you, and we appreciate your participation. We have concluded the agenda of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and we are now adjourned. Thank you.